This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. The U.S. Department of Defense announced today that Holloman Air Force Base is among several military installations that will take in refugees from Afghanistan. The base near Alamogordo, New Mexico, joins others in Virginia, Texas, Wisconsin, and New Jersey in providing housing, along with medical and other support services for up to 50,000 refugees coming to the U.S. under special immigrant visa programs. Refugees will undergo medical screening, including testing for the coronavirus, before arriving at the military installations. The Defense Department didn't say how many refugees would be sent to Holloman or when they would arrive. New Mexico is flush with cash, due mostly to the infusion of federal pandemic aid and higher-than-expected gross receipts tax revenues as consumers are spending again. A faster-than-expected recovery by oil and gas markets also has helped to boost the state's projected revenues to record levels for the coming fiscal year. Top state financial officials and legislative analysts briefed a key panel of lawmakers on the outlook yesterday. They're expecting nearly $1.4 billion in new money for the 2023 fiscal year, marking growth of nearly 19%. That means lawmakers will have more money than ever before to spend on education, roads, public safety, and other government programs. It also means more money is expected to be funneled into the state's permanent endowments. Still, officials warned lawmakers to be cautious, since the pandemic remains a risk factor for continued economic recovery. This is KUNM.